USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A new VA secretary is sworn in at the White House. President Donald Trump makes it official for Robert Wilkie, who served as Pentagon Undersecretary.
As our new VA secretary, I have absolute confidence that Robert will continue our historic progress on behalf of our nation's veterans. Last year, we passed the landmark VA Accountability Act.
Secretary Wilkie reportedly plans to reassign several high-ranking political appointees at the agency to improve morale. Redding, California Police Chief Roger Moore is homeless. His family's house, among the hundreds of homes destroyed by the deadly car fire, the largest blaze among the 17 wildfires still burning in California. Now he's adjusting to a new reality.
You get up in the morning and think, gosh, where's my razor? You know, because the first couple of days I didn't have a razor. And so just the little necessities, the basics of life, socks, you know, just the things that you would just take for granted.
Chief Moore speaking to ABC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Just 1 week after signing a landmark agreement with the European Union, President Trump touting his new friendship with Italy's prime minister and the economic benefits of their bond.
Likewise, I recommend investment in Italy. It's a great place with great people. I look forward to working closely with the prime minister to open up new commercial opportunities that will reduce our trade deficit substantially and increase our mutual prosperity.
The two leaders held a joint news conference following their meeting at the White House. Survivors and families of the victims of 9/11 want the heavily redacted report compiled by the 9/11 Commission to be declassified and made available to them. Julie Jackson says she lacks the closure to move on.
I actually call myself a 9/11 warrior. I'm still going through it with a few issues.
Jackson was in a subway under Tower 1 and escaped just before it collapsed. CBS took no immediate action against Chief Executive Les Moonves following sexual misconduct allegations. Its board is selecting outside counsel to conduct an investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Attorneys general from 9 states and Washington, D.C. are suing the State Department in an effort to prevent a Texas-based company from publishing downloadable blueprints for 3D-printed plastic guns just days before the designs are set to go online. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson.
Some of these 3D-printed guns are made with materials that will not set off a metal detector. After almost 18 months of the Trump administration, I was skeptical there is anything else this administration can do that would truly shock me. But they have.
3D guns can already be made legally but not sold. The family of a man who was shot and killed by Chicago police has now filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Maurice Granton Jr. was shot in the back running from officers in early June. Police say he had a gun and fired first. Maurice Granton Sr. says the lawsuit is filed on behalf of his son and other Chicago families.
Too many of them across Chicagoland and the country who have to endure the pain of losing a child to unjustified police violence. It's time to speak up as a community with one voice to put a stop to this madness.
The 24-year-old was shot in the back as he climbed a fence. Granton's family and attorneys contend Granton did not have anything in his hands, and none of the videos show an armed conflict. The dad says it was cold-blooded murder. A spokesman for the city of Chicago's law department says they haven't seen the lawsuit and don't have a comment on it at this time. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.